Welcome to Startup Health Now, the weekly web show that celebrates the change makers and health transformers reimagining health. My name is Unity Stokes, and today we have a very special guest. We are here with Kimberly Mueller, the director of CU Innovations on the Anschutz Medical Campus in Colorado.
It is the duty of leaders to lead, of the creative to create, of the daring to do. The free world expects leadership of us. Its fate and our fate depends upon our leadership. We are industrious, inventive, restless, with the fires that burn within us. But I say that nothing is easy, and the best things are the hardest. And all our troubles, all our immense difficulties, now and in the future, can I say, be solved if we have the will, the courage.
So welcome, Kimberly, to Startup Health Now. It's so great to be with you here today. You know, it's such a meaningful time to have you here because we just recently announced Startup Health Colorado. And really that was born really with a lot of leadership from you. So thank you for that. And what I thought we'd do is start the conversation really talking about this unique collaboration, because there's a lot of great organizations that have come together to make this possible as founding partners. What's the genesis here? What was the initial vision going on? And bring us back to the beginning.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me here today. So the genesis of this collaboration was really just thinking about what was going on in healthcare in general. When you look at what's going on in the marketplace right now, I think we're in the midst of a revolution. Yeah. Every 50 years, you see a massive revolution in healthcare, and the next one is due for 2020. And we started thinking about what role could academic medical centers play in what's going on in the healthcare revolution right now? And we thought we could really be a clinical test bed, a living clinical laboratory for some of the best healthcare innovations that were going to transform how care is going to be delivered into the future. And so with that, we started thinking, well, what do you need in order to make that a reality? And we wanted some of the best startup companies from around the world in order to test and pilot in our clinical test bed, and then to be able to deploy in the clinical setting so that we could transform care both at Children's Hospital Colorado and the UC Health System. And with Startup Health being the leader in this area, we're really excited to have you there and to be a partner in all of this as we all work together.
Well, we're so excited too. And I think one of the amazing things about what we're doing is looking for innovation going on within Colorado, but also a call to the world, because I think there's a great opportunity to keep bringing innovation there to really validate these emerging innovations. So we're going to be on the Anschutz Medical Campus, which is an extraordinary place. And maybe describe, you know, there's several institutions that are all going to be there. So let's just walk through some of those institutions. You mentioned Children's Hospital Colorado.
Wonderful. Yeah, the Anschutz Medical Campus, I think, is a really unique place. What you have is you have Children's Hospital Colorado, which is a top 10 children's hospital, freestanding children's hospital. In the center, you have the University of Colorado, a top medical school. And then you also have the UC Health System, a system that both is on the academic medical center as well as in the community. And so when you put all of those pieces together, what you really have is you have an innovation engine to drive innovation from everything from pediatrics to geriatrics across the entire care continuum, both in a horizontal and vertical fashion. So I think it's a really exciting place for innovation and bringing collaborators to Colorado.
You know, it's really a first of its kind. I mean, to bring several different institutions together like this in one place and to be focusing on early stage innovation is quite extraordinary. I mean, I don't know of anywhere else in the world where this is happening and this type of unique collaboration is happening. Was that an easy thing to get off the ground? What was that like? I mean, normally there's a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of different challenges. How did this evolve?
Sure. I think it was around a shared vision of what innovation could be. If we siloed off our institutions, we could never realize a vision of really transforming healthcare. And so it was only together together when we stood from pediatrics all the way through the entire care continuum, that we thought we could do something really exciting and different around innovation. And so that was really the genesis of the partnership. And then the challenges were, of course, getting three major institutions to align around one vision, both in advancing their own innovation and what those partnerships might look like, as well as the external collaborators and partnerships and what it would look like to bring startups there in order to both co-develop, clinically validate, and invest.
You mentioned that co-develop and clinically validate. That's just something that startups need today. There's not enough places for them to validate their ideas. I think really one of the great opportunities here is to focus on a whole generation of startups and innovations that are happening, and not just sort of send them out on their merry way, but to actually give them an opportunity to work with clinicians, to be at the point of care. You know, maybe touch on that a little bit, because again, I think in today's innovation ecosystem, there's not enough organizations doing this.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. I think that was one of the gaps that we saw in the marketplace. When you look at anybody who's innovating, whether it's startup companies all the way to multinational companies, they're developing technology solutions. But if we don't collaborate in new ways and form new partnerships, we're not going to be able to effectively adapt and answer the challenges that healthcare faces. It's a very, as we all know, complex environment. And so what we tried to do was to think about how can we be that test bed for what's going on. There's, you know, 465,000 different healthcare innovations throughout the world, and only a very small percentage of them are clinically validated. Mm. So what we wanted to be able to do was to match with our startup partners, multinational, to be able to tell them what would be able to be adopted at the point of care, to co-create with our clinicians who could help them think about what it's like to implement at the point of care. And then on top of that, just not co-developing together, but also actually implementing it. And I think another important part is that implementing in a broad array of areas, not just in academic medical centers, but we also have the ability to implement in a community hospital setting. We have the ability to implement in one area and not in another, and to test and evaluate what that looks like. And with our implementation scientists and economists, study those outcomes and really develop the business models that we can then take to scale. So it's both co-development, clinical validation, and then scaling. And so that's what we saw as the opportunity.
And I really hope this becomes a model that sort of takes off around the world. I think it shows great leadership, but it's really what the ecosystem needs today. One of the other big trends we're seeing, one of our investors, Steve Case, was recently in Colorado, and he was on the Rise of the Rest tour. So, you know, for decades, a lot of the funding has gone to places like Silicon Valley or Boston and along the coast. But we're now seeing these amazing innovation hubs around the U.S. and around the world. It seems like Colorado is really emerging as one of the very important startup innovation hubs today. Maybe talk to that point a little, because I think there's a lot that Colorado itself has to offer for innovators, for entrepreneurs, and also with healthcare.
Yeah, I think that Colorado and Denver in particular is a really exciting place for healthcare innovation. Not only do we have this campus, we have what's happening in downtown Denver with all of the healthcare innovation that's going on there. We have entrepreneurs coming from all around the world in order to start their companies in Denver. We have more millennials moving to Denver than any other place in the nation, and a majority of them are trying to get into the healthcare innovation sphere. So what we hope to do through our Startup Health Colorado partnership is to bring all of those pieces together. You have an emerging entrepreneurial ecosystem in Denver. You have hospital systems that can act as clinical validators. You have payers and multinationals who are moving to Boulder and the surrounding areas. And then through Startup Health Colorado, we can bring all of those pieces and partnerships together in order to collaborate in new ways and hopefully create some new technologies that will transform healthcare.
So what types of innovations or what types of startups do you hope to attract into Startup Health Colorado and into the Anschutz Medical Campus.
We're really looking for startups that are looking to transform the patient experience. There is a lot that can be done in healthcare. It's one of the last industries to be transformed by technology. It's really almost a white field for technology. But what we really think is important is how are we going to change the way care is going to be delivered? How are we going to make that more cost efficient? How are we going to improve the experience for our patients? And we think the only way to do that is through innovation. And we actually think that some of the early startup companies are an interesting way to do that. It's not just the multinationals or the more advanced startups. We want to be in the early stages so that we can help form and partner and co-develop with those opportunities.
So I know there's a lot of different players that we're bringing together. The state, the governor has been very involved. The state's been very involved. Talk maybe about some of the exciting ecosystem development we're going to be doing. We've got some big events coming up, things like that, that may be down the horizon.
Wonderful. Yeah, the Colorado ecosystem is very excited to launch our partnership in Denver on November 16th. We'll be hosting a launch event at the Anschutz Medical Campus, and that will include all of our partners, Children's Hospital Colorado, CU, the UC Health System. The governor was so excited about what we were doing. He's also contributed and is a partner in this as well with us, because when you think about the healthcare environment, he sees that as a critical economic engine for growth for the state of Colorado. So we really truly have all of the players involved in healthcare that'll be around the hoop with us. So thinking about the launch event coming up, investor roundtables where we hope to bring investors from around the country to see the work that we're doing, to work with some of the startups, I think are just a few of the exciting events that we'll see. We also hope to have an annual showcase event in the spring that will showcase some of the companies that we're bringing to Colorado for clinical validation.
And one of the great things is pretty much every time of year, it's just such a wonderful place to visit, right? I mean, in the winter, you've got the amazing skiing and all sorts of great things. And then in the summer, it's really just one of the most extraordinary places to be. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Last question, why should entrepreneurs move there? You know, Colorado is just such a great place to live. Maybe a fun fact for an entrepreneur or a fun reason why maybe an entrepreneur should be moving to Colorado.
Well, we see more entrepreneurs moving to Colorado than almost any other place. And I think it's because of exactly the reason you said. It's a beautiful environment, beautiful work-life balance in Colorado. And to have the collaboration and the ecosystem around you to build your company in this beautiful setting, I think is driving a lot of people to Colorado. It's one of the wellness capitals of the world. What better place to transform healthcare than in Colorado?
Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for your leadership on this and for everything that you do. It really is impactful, just not only for Colorado, but really for the ecosystem overall, because I think it's going to be a model that really makes an impact globally. So thank you so much. Looking forward to building Startup Health Colorado with you.
Wonderful. Thank you.